Good morning. And how are you? Today we end the Christmas season, which is always sad. Some of you already ended the Christmas season weeks ago, but that's all beside the point. But the church ends it today, and it ends it again with a new beginning, where we focus on the baptism of Jesus Christ. And when we do that, we hear today from Matthew's gospel. And in Matthew's gospel, it says, "This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased." Again, I was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota this Friday, Saturday. And when I left Sioux Falls yesterday, it was -5 degrees. -5 degrees. When I got off the plane in the airport in Pittsburgh, it was 69 degrees. So weird. And then I called my buddy out in San Diego, which was only 50 degrees. And then in Las Vegas, it's only 44 degrees. And it was 70 yesterday in Erie. But that has nothing to do with the homily, except the reality is these new beginnings that God gives all of us, that when Jesus was baptized, he was already God. From all eternity, he was God. And yet in his humanity, God reveals the Father deeply to him what that means in his humanity. When he says, "This is my son," or in Mark's gospel, chapter 1, verse 11, which I spoke out to the kids up in South Dakota, is that you also are God's beloved son, with whom he is well pleased. And so why that's important is because the baptism of Jesus, he who knew, did not need baptism, as he said clearly today, and John the Baptist said clearly, he said, "Let it be done." Why? To show us what happens when we get baptized. A baptism is an adoption. That just as Jesus was baptized and God the Father looked at him and said, "You are my son whom I love and I'm pleased with you," every one of us, when we got baptized, God the Father looked at you, looked at me and said, "You are my beloved daughter, you are my beloved son, you're the one I love and I'm pleased with you." And yet often says, "Well, I wish I could go back to then, Father, because I was so good then. I didn't do anything wrong. And now he's not pleased with me." Well, see, that's the problem. That we got to go back to the core of who we are. And that's what I spoke at to these kids. Again, most people just think nasty things about themselves. You know, and they think that when they do that, that is a humility thing. But it's not a humility thing when you think nasty things about yourself. It's an insult to your Father. Right? He created you out of love to be love in a world that doesn't know love. He created you as his beloved son or daughter. And when you're constantly looking at yourself that you're nothing but a piece of garbage, you're saying he created garbage. Or he didn't create it, you became it. Well, he's redeemed it. If you were such a piece of garbage and he wouldn't come and live inside of you. If you were such a piece of garbage and you could never receive communion, right? And yet he decides to come within you. If you were such a piece of garbage, he would have never died on the cross for your sins. You are beloved to God. And you got to spend time with that because, again, my degree is in counseling, if you remember, before I went to get my major degree in theology. But in counseling, I always liked rational emotive therapy. It was always my therapy that I focused on. There's many, and there's Rogerian therapy, and there's all this stuff. I don't buy any of it. I only like the one. Be surprised. Rational emotive therapy says what you think is what you feel, right? So if you think you're a piece of garbage, then what do you feel like? A piece of garbage. If you think you're just a sinner, then all you're doing is focused on your sinfulness. And what that does is it keeps you focused on yourself. That's not of God. It just isn't of God. I promise you it's not of God. And you're going to have people that tell you opposite. I'm telling you that's not of God. That's not what the baptism of Christ celebrates today. The baptism of Christ celebrates that Jesus is the Son of God and that when we get baptized, we get adopted by God and we too become God's sons and daughters. That means that we're loved, and that means that he's pleased with us. And it's that which stops us from sinning, right? Because have you ever noticed when you give in, those of who struggle, all of us struggle with sin. But when you struggle with a particular sin and you give in to it, Then you feel bad and you say, I'm not in a piece of garbage. I'm no good. I'm just a great sinner. And what do? You sin again, right? And you get caught up into that cycle of sin because you do something that makes you feel bad. Now you feel bad and you do something to try to make yourself feel good. And it just makes you feel worse. And then you do it again and again and again because you're constantly trying to fill up the emptiness inside. And the devil lies to you and says, sin's going to make you feel better. Does it ever? No. But if you experience the love of God, if you experience that every time you go to pray that he looks at you and says, you're my beloved, I'm pleased with you, then you're never going to corrupt yourself with the garbage of sin because you already feel fulfilled inside. You already know who you are. You experience the love of God. Then every sin is nothing but a piece of garbage, and you don't want to eat garbage. See, that's the key. Do you experience yourself as nothing but a miserable sinner, a piece of garbage? Or do you experience yourself as a beloved son or daughter of God? The second, when you always focus on your sinfulness, you're always going to be sinning because you're always going to try to fill up the emptiness. And it comes from this past week when John, his letter to John says that those begotten of God do not sin. God has protected them. Why? Because they know who they are. 98% of people, I believe, in the church have no clue who they are. They have listened to the wrong person, not to God, to the evil one, that they are nothing but a sinner, which gives you the okay to keep sinning. But when you hear the Father look at you and say, you also are my beloved daughter, you also are my beloved son, I love you and I'm pleased with you, then you want to please him back. Huh? Isn't that the last line of the second reading, which was beautiful? Because what does it mean when you and I realize who we are before God? We do the same thing Jesus did. Right again, in John's gospel, it says, you see the things I do? I tell you. Now, how many of us believe this? You will do the things I do and greater things than these. So Jesus says that you're going to do what he did and greater things than he did. That's what Jesus said. You want to call him a liar? He's right there. Go ahead. You tell him. You're nothing but a liar, Jesus. You tell him. Jesus said, you'll do that. Why? Because I go to the Father. Why? Because you too are sons and daughters. He lives inside of us. We got to start having good things and thoughts about God. Because if not, when we're just filled with this garbage inside of ourselves, we treat others like garbage. Because I'm not worth anything, and neither are they. They're just sinners like me. Isn't that great? Is that the way we want to be? Is that the call from God for us to be like that? I think not. This is what he says. This was in the Acts it says, what did Jesus do? He went about doing good and healing those who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Is God with us? So what should we be doing? We should be about doing good and healing those who are oppressed by the devil. Now, oppressed by the devil means those who are in the bondage of sin. Our job is to bring healing to them, to set them free. But again, that means we got to experience truly being set free. So today I want to encourage you to spend time with Jesus at his baptism, to hear God the Father say to you, you are my son or my daughter. I love you and I'm pleased with you. And then get about doing good and setting others free too. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Made sure know his love today and forever. Amen.